Welcome to the Four Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 3rd of October, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's still British summertime. Now, markets are really mostly under the spell here right now of the political developments that are taking place in the United States, and that's not surprising. And none of us can be certain how any of this will play out, at least over the short term. But I take confidence in what Winston Churchill had said famously a good many years ago. And that is, you can always count on Americans to do the right thing after they've tried everything else. We've got the government shutdown, a partial shutdown, I should emphasize. And we've also got that debt ceiling issue cropping up on the 17th, but these are all things that can be resolved quite readily with a simple vote. And I think that will actually happen. But there's no doubt overall that this is a choppy, somewhat nervous market environment overall. And part of that is because valuations are fairly high. They have certainly been boosted by the very, very accommodative monetary policies that we've had around the world. And while we do know that QE and these other stimulative measures are certainly going to be reined in or tapered back, I should say, at some stage, that's not going to happen quickly. And certainly the starting point, in my opinion, for the QE tapering at the very earliest is going to be in December of this year. And historically, you all know that veteran subscribers will certainly know that stock markets have done well against a background of slow growth and accommodative market accommodative monetary policies. But again, one of the problems I've mentioned before and needs to be repeated is that valuations here are somewhat high, not least in the United States. And on our medium-term view, I've been expecting a choppy environment here overall for some time, but I don't share the bearish forecasts that I hear from a number of sources, at least not at this stage. Okay, so what happened in here today? The Asian markets, interestingly, were mostly to the upside. Japan was an exception, but it was only down fractionally on the day. And the biggest gainer was in India. Now, I didn't see any specific news on India, and I've been awfully busy here today with some interesting discussions and negotiations, which I hope to be able to tell you about fairly soon, which should have a very positive influence on the development of Fuller Money. But more on that when I can talk about it. Now, but India, say, had a good day here with the Nifty up 2.25% and the Sensex up about 2%. And what I did notice is that the Indian rupee has strengthened a little further here against the background of a soft U.S. dollar. Thailand also had good gains, as did Taiwan. And in the European stock markets, they were more subdued. The UK was up a fraction, or 0.18%. The rest were down, but these are small declines here overall. In the States, we had declines of just under 1% for the, or 0.9 of a percent for the Dow and the S&P, and just over 1%, 1.07 for the NASDAQ. Canada down a little bit less, Mexico down a fraction more, as was Brazil. In these long-dated government bond markets, prices were a little bit firmer for the most part, and that means yields edged a fraction lower, but they're in ranges here right now, following the setback in yields that we saw after Ben Bernanke passed on tapering last month. And the currency story here is interesting because we've got this soft dollar overall. The US dollar index is a little further below that 80 level. Remember, 2, 3 months ago, it was up around the 84 area, although it didn't hold it for very long, but it's 79.77 as I speak. And that's pushed the euro up to 136.20, and it's also pushed sterling. Now, sterling's actually down a fraction in here today, but it's been rather firm overall, as everything has been against the dollar. But sterling's at 161.58. And a point I made yesterday, which I want to repeat again today, is that when we do get a solution to not only this partial government shutdown in the US, but also an extension of the debt ceiling in the US, and that will happen, then I would expect a sort of a knee-jerk reaction in the US dollar on some short covering, and I would expect a little bit of selling pressure in the euro and also sterling and a number of other currencies. We may also see the yen weaken at that stage, and if that pushes back up to, if people think that's pushing back up towards 100 against the US dollar, that's or the dollar, I should say, the dollar strengthening to towards 100 yen, then that would be good for the Japanese stock market once again. But expect this nervous environment to persist for a while longer. Precious metals, not a great deal going on in here today. Gold bullion, actually, it's just up a fraction, 19 cents at 13.16. And quieter action today. Silver's a little bit lower, 21.67. Palladium 17.02. That's a bit lower, and so's platinum. people have been saying, why aren't precious metals doing quite well in here? Because there's all this uncertainty, and I think there are two answers here. I think that the uncertainty may not last that long is one of them, and the other one is that Goldman Sachs has made no secret of the fact that it's really quite bearish here on gold, and therefore that would overhang silver and quite possibly the other precious metals. So I suspect that that's been a factor that has deterred buyers, including myself. Although my overall view is that gold and silver are closer to important lows than they are to important resistance, but that's more of a hunch than anything else. Overall, we have ranging markets, but with a firm undertone, and again, I'll repeat that that monetary policy does remain favorable, and that's the biggest story here of all. Among commodities, just a quick comment on some of those. Gold, I've discussed. Crude oil, a little bit easier in here. The WTI back down to just below 103 and 108.65 on the Brent. The industrial metals were a little bit softer in here. That US copper back down 4 cents, back down to 327 and change. I think some of the more interesting stories may be unfolding in some of the agricultural commodities. Sugar breaking up out of a, or has broken up out of a small base formation, and looks like it could go higher. And also, cotton is ranging in what could well be a base formation development process. Okay, and on that note, all the very best to all of you.